broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good evening from Mumford Gym, Willow Springs, where the Bears are home again. Second home game in December, which is really unusual. In fact, we're going to get three of them in December, it looks like. But anyway, Bears are hosting one of the top teams in the area tonight, Seymour Tigers. Seymour Tigers come in with a big record, and they're a big athletic team, and really, really good. They handled us well last year, and I don't think there's anybody from last year's team. I think they're all back. I don't think they lost anyone. So, anyway, good Seymour team, so the Bears got a big challenge ahead of them. Tonight is their trying to win number five on the year. Marty?
Yeah, you mentioned how good Seymour has been. Last year they were 20-7, beat Willow 68-49 in Seymour, and we were at that game, and I remember vividly that game really not feeling as close as, I mean, that's a 19-point loss, and it felt like a lot more than that at the time. Seymour just absolutely killed the Bears, really from the very beginning. They got rolling, and the Bears just had no answer for the Helms brothers and Henry.
It's a tough matchup for the Bears because of the size and athleticism that Seymour has. This is a really tough one.
And the Bears really haven't seen a team with height here yet. They've played six games. They're 4-2 and, you know, pretty good start to the season. But you look at their two losses to Sparta and Catholic, neither one of those teams really outsized the Bears at all. It was just, you know, better shooting
Catholic
on that night.
Catholic might have been a little bigger, but
maybe a little.
This is a big team.
It is a big team, and they're not just big, they're athletic.
Yeah.
And, this is a tremendous Seymour team. They won the Stratford tournament that the Bears were in, and probably got some of their better wins in that tournament.
Beat Stratford bad, which was the number one seed. Mountain Grove played them the best in that tournament.
Yeah, they ended up, they played Cassville to start with, and we do have a common opponent in Cassville. Both teams beat Cassville, but Seymour beat them by a bigger margin, 70-38. That was a turbo clock game for the Tigers. And then they beat Mountain Grove by 7. That's a really good Mountain Grove team. And arguably that might have been kind of the championship of that Stratford tournament. Stratford, a good team, but 65-51 was the final there, a 14-point win for the Tigers. Seymour does have one loss on the year. It was to Woodland over in the Boot Heel, 84-76. So they can be beaten, and I don't, if you're the Bears, you got to try to speed it up, right? It's got to be a transition game.
I would say Woodland probably outran them.
Yeah.
No,
80-some points. I mean, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
And that's, I think, what the Bears are going to have to try to do tonight is speed it up. And they want to do that anyway, but if you let the Tigers set up a half court, I think the Bears are in trouble.
Yeah, in trouble. Both teams are maroon and white, and noticed in the JV game that it really looked like a retro look for Seymour in their all maroon uniforms.
Also got the striped warm-up pants.
Yeah,
so
I wasn't referencing that.
So. Well, I am. So
that's
a bit of a throwback too, with the stripes. And tonight, the game, of course, you can listen to us live at OzarkRadioNews.com. Also, our Bear Media crew streaming the game tonight. And you can check out YouTube/WillowBears with Bear Media Production. That's all student run. So we like to plug that.
I've talked to some people that have been watching that, and they have some pretty high praise. So that's good.
Mrs. Lee and her crew do a really nice job with that. So check out YouTube if you want to watch the live stream. They also play it in the gym up on the big screen while the game is going on. Congrats to the Lady Bears, and we're getting ready to break to the national anthem here in a minute. But the Lady Bears, they defeated Koshkonong tonight in the first round of the Battle of the Border. They're the number one seed. So they played Kosh, the eighth seed, and beat them by 30-plus. They'll play Thursday at 7 in the semifinals. Lady Bears now 6-0 on the young season.
They take on Maynard, Arkansas.
Thursday night at 7, you can go down to Mammoth and eat some fish and watch some girls basketball. We'll be back with you Friday night as the Bears close out to the pretty blue and gold season with a home game against the Alton Comets.
Yep.
And a reminder that Gentleman Gems is our sideline sponsor tonight. Anytime you need a tow, you can call Gentleman Gems at 417-934-6594. We will come back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play from Chris Wagner in 2 minutes, right after the national anthem. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Bumper Gym with your starting lineups. Here is public address announcer Chris Wagoner.
And Peyton Bryant, the Tigers have a record of 4-1. 39 for Seymour. And Carter and 6'8 senior, number 23, Wyatt Curry. And Carter and 5'8 junior, number 12, Raymond Johnson. And Carter and 6'8 sophomore, number 32, Colin Henry. And forward and 6'3 junior, number 24, Truman Hall. And it's center, 6'3 junior, number 25, Rick Petko, number 80, and the Seymour Tigers. And now, the starting lineup with the Wolves for his fans. Here's a big play, don't support it. This is my game, please. The fans have a record of 4-2. We got to get the officials in there, especially when you've got Eddie Duggar in the house, the dean of Southwest Missouri officiating. Bears in their home whites, Seymour in their road maroons. Both teams with 4 wins. The Bears with 2 losses. Seymour with just 1. James Dean will tip for the Bears
against Wyatt Henry, and Henry wins it with ease. Tall, lanky. Seymour Tigers have the Bears outsized at every position. We'll see how the underdog Bears perform. Henry going to take a three right off the bat. No good off the back of the rim. Colby in for the rebound. Dribbles through traffic. Colby step back, thought about the three, instead gives it up Brady on the left wing. He'll swing it right side for Thompson into the corner for Lee. Lee tests the waters a little bit, then he'll spin it back to midcourt for Colby over to Brady on the left wing. Colby up top. Off balance three is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. Thompson has it. Goes up, gets fouled. And Thompson will go to the line shooting two. And I think from Seymour, I'm groaning a little bit at that call. I think it was all ball. But Thompson will get the benefit of the doubt and head to the line shooting two free throws. And it's a foul on their best player.
Foul on Wyatt Henry.
Free throw is good by Thompson. Brody had a good first quarter against Catholic that really kind of spurred the Bears the other night to a halftime lead. Unfortunately, couldn't hold it. Thompson's second free throw is good, and the Bears are up 2-0 early as Henry inbounds, and the Tigers will bring it back the other way on offense. No, the Tigers working around the horn. Wyatt Henry gets baseline, goes to the basket, layup is good. He made that look incredibly easy. Wyatt Henry, the senior, ties it up at two apiece. Colby into the front court. Colby crosses it over. He'll give it to Lee. Lee needs some help. Gives it to Brady James. Brady to the free throw line. Big jump stop in the paint. Puts it up. No, but draws the foul. And James will go to the line shooting two. And the Bears getting to the line early in this one.
Checking it to the hoop. Do a little dribble drive down the center and drawing the fouls. This one's on another Helms, Truman Helms.
Free throw is good. The Bears back in front 3-2. Good crowd on a Tuesday night at Mumford Gym.
Seymour travels well.
Yes, they do.
A lot of fans here.
Second free throw is good. Seymour won 20 games last year. Brought about everybody back. And looking to do it again.
I only have one senior on the starting lineup, too.
Tigers in the front court. They'll move it around the arc. Get it to Helms up top. Henry with a volleyball line three. It is short. Rebound underneath by the Tigers, and they'll reset. Give it back to Henry. Henry gets to the baseline. Pass cut off by Brady James. Tigers will have to rotate it all the way back to Nolan Henry and reset. Wyatt Henry crosses it over. Spins. Free throw line paint. Puts it up. Left it short. Got his own rebound. Falls down. Loses the ball. Bears pick it up. They want to push it the other way. Brady James to the free throw line. Leave it for Colby. Colby a long three. It's short. Underneath, rebound by James Dean. Puts it up no good. Rebound tip and controlled by the Tigers. Bears is a good opportunity. Couldn't get it to fall. Johnson into the front court. They'll leave it for Truman Helms. Puts it on the floor. Sends it over right side for Nolan Henry. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson goes baseline. Left it off the front of the rim. Dean in for the rebound. Clears it to Colby. Colby in traffic in front of the bleachers. Draws some contact. No whistle. Gets to the logo. Trying to get Henry away from him. Gets to the baseline. Reverse layup is good. What a move by Colby James. To right. Puts it up and in. And the Bears lead 6-2. Johnson into the front court. 5.5 minutes left to go. First quarter. Bears by four. On the left wing, Nolan Henry lobs it back to Helms in the corner. Helms, work on Thompson, gets to the free throw line, spins it right side for Nolan Henry. Three ball is an air ball, and Brady James picks it up. Brady wants to run with it. Brady to the cross, the basket, missed the layup. Redon comes out long, foul underneath on Willow. And the Tigers will go back the other way. It was James Dean calling for the hook on the rebound. And Seymour will take a timeout. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Willow on top, 6-2. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:04 left to go here in the first quarter. Willow Bears off to a quick 6-2. Dover Seymour. Seymour has the ball as we resume action, and Marty has the call. Coach Hastings with the timeout there. Tigers been held to just 2 points here in the first 3 minutes. Bear defense doing its job. As Wyatt Henry brings it across midcourt. Helms on the left wing. Tigers rotate it around the arc. Get it back to Wyatt Henry. Get it inside. Shot up and good. Underneath, Braylon Johnson snuck around. Bears didn't see him back door. And it's 6-4, Willow. Colby on the other end. Gives it to Lee. Lee drives free throw line. Kick it out. Thompson behind his back, and he's able to get it and retrieve the possession for the Bears. Colby at the logo. Dribbles with his right. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes out long on the floor. Picked up by Brady. Swings it into the corner for Lee. Lee thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. He'll hand it to Colby. Picked up the dribble, needs some help. He'll give it to Lee. Lee trapped on the sideline. Back to Colby. Volleyball line three is no good. Ball down, no whistle. Seymour with the rebound. Into the front court, Johnson. To Helms for three. No good off the back of the rim. And Thompson clears the board. Ahead to Brady James. Spots for three. Left side short. Rebound comes out long to Brady, and he draws the foul. Nolan Henry going to be called for the foul, the sophomore. And the Bears will take it out of bounds on the baseline. Good effort here in the first quarter by the Bears with the hustling on the rebound. Not getting a lot of shots to fall, but you like the hustle.
Third team foul here on Seymour in the first quarter, too.
Thompson will inbound. He'll clear it into the backcourt for Colby. Brings it across the timeline with 3:45 to go in the first. Willow leading by two. Colby to the right side. Big jump stop at the block. Turnaround jumper is good. Pretty jumper by the senior. Bears back in front, 8-4. Johnson across midcourt. Wyatt Henry at the logo, working on Brady. He'll go behind his back. Has it poked away by Colby. Colby's got a one or a two-on-one. Takes it himself. Lays it up and in. Underhand scoop shot. The Bears go up by six. Johnson across midcourt. Johnson crosses it up. Gives it to the younger Henry. Right back to Johnson. Wyatt Henry working one-on-one with Brady James. Throws it right side. Gets it up top of the key for Hefko. Leaves it for Henry. Nolan Henry to Wyatt Henry for three. There it is. You weren't going to keep him quiet for too long. Wyatt Henry with a three, and it's a three-point game. 2:45 to go first quarter. Wyatt Henry has five of their 7 points. Colby at the logo. Waiting for everybody to get set. Caden Lee open three in the corner. No good. Missed it off the front of the rim. James Dean fights for the rebound. Back to Colby for three. Got it. From the volleyball line, Colby nothing but net. Answers Henry. And another timeout for the Tigers. Bears are pumped. 2.5 minutes to go. First quarter, Willow on top, 13-7. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2:25 left to go first quarter. Bears up 13-7. Seymour with the ball. Johnson into the front court. He'll shade to the right side. Bounce it up top to Helms. Helms looking underneath for Henry. Throws it there. Tipped away by Brady. But a late whistle from Connor Wilson. And there was some contact. And the Tigers will take it back underneath their own basket.
First foul on Brady James.
Second. Johnson up top. Flip it to Zimmerman. Just into the game for the Tigers. Back to Johnson. It will backpedal toward the logo. Lee comes out to guard him. Over to Zimmerman on the right side. Swings it up top. Wyatt Henry. He could go at any time. Bombs a long three to stick in the rim. Bodies flew on the
no fouls.
And Coach, the ball stuck in Coach Forrest and Coach Lee are in lobbying, and James Dean hits the ground hard, saying that's the same thing that's happened before and wanting to make sure the officials are seeing that. But, yes, in the meantime, the ball's stuck, so it's fair ball.
Ball stuck between the rim and the backboard.
Would have been a long three ball by Wyatt Henry, who will anywhere on the floor. Bears get it to Dean in the corner. He'll fire it up to Colby. Back into the corner for Brady James. Big jump up, can't get a shot off. Back to Colby. Colby goes up, has it tipped and taken away. Down the floor, the Tigers go to Johnson. Johnson gets fouled going to the basket. He'll go to the line shooting two, and a little slow getting up there. Sandwich between Brady James and Caden Lee. I'm not sure who they're going to get for the foul. Lee will be whistled for the foul.
First foul on Lee, 13 foul on the Bears here in the first quarter with a 1:33 left in it.
Braylon Johnson goes to the line. He's still kind of wincing and trying to work that off. Coach Hastings and Coach Forrest, good friends. Seems like we say that all the time with Coach Forrest. He's just friends with everybody.
It's a network.
It is. High school basketball coaches know each other well. Johnson kicks it off, ready for a couple of free throws here. First one is no good off the back of the rim. 13-7 is your score. Bears with a six-point lead, 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Entertaining first quarter. Johnson's second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Dean with the rebound. Brady James did not see the pass, and it goes out of bounds. The Bears turn it over after a good rebound.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Just an unfortunate pass, and the Bears with a turnover will give it back to the Tigers. After a couple of missed free throws, Seymour will have another opportunity. Johnson into the front court. Right side for Nolan Henry. Nolan back for cut to Helms. Lay it up, counted and one. James Dean going to be whistled for the foul. There's it. Caught up and now surpassed. Seymour on fouls. It's the second on Dean. And Holt McGinnis comes in, so the Bears will lose a little size. Dean, who's played a good first quarter, will have to sit. Wyatt Henry with a foul. Bears would like to get his second. Free throw is good. It's a three-point play for Truman Helm, and it's a three-point game. 13-10, Bears on top. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. Lee on the sideline. Johnson comes out to guard him. Caden one-arms it over to Brady James on the right wing. To Colby in the corner. Colby to the free throw line. Couldn't get a shot off to get it to Lee. Lee in front of the bleachers. Takes the bounce. Gives it up to Colby. Colby, nice move. Pull-up jumper. Missed it. Rebound underneath. They're going to get McGinnis for the foul.
That's five.
Seymour will shoot free throws.
Seymour was apparently getting in trouble on fouls, but the Bears caught him and passed him and got into bonus situation here late in the first quarter. First foul on McGinnis.
Over the back. Tepco, junior, to the line for the Tigers. Chance to make it a one-point game with 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Free throw is good. Bears led by as many as six this quarter. Tigers trying to make it a one-point game. And they do. Tepco makes them both. Fair ball. No shot clock here at home. We've had that in the Stratford tournament and the Queen City Showcase, not in regular season games. The Bears could try to play for the last shot of the quarter.
Bears have only played one game this year without the shot clock.
Colby, backdoor to Brady. Brady James has some open court, but he'll pull it back, and the Bears will reset with 25. Colby at the logo with 20. Coach Hastings says to get up and start the clock. Bears working around the arc. Colby saves it at the logo with 15. Over to Brady with 12. Bears rotated around the horn with 8. Colby into the corner. Lee with 5. Caden in the paint. Pushes one up. No good. Rebound Seymour. Full court shot is off the backboard. No good. And that's the end. The quarter number one at Mumford Gym. The Bears with a slim 13-12 lead over the Seymour Tigers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Bear Basketball. After a quarter, Bears lead by a point, 13-12 over the Seymour Tigers. Tigers have the ball to start this second quarter. Tigers with the inbound, looking to take their first lead of the night. Tigers get it to Nolan Henry. He travels, no whistle, gets away, and the Tigers pick it up at the free throw line. Pitch it back to Johnson. Onto the baseline for Helms. Helms' little hook shot rattles in. Nice shot by Truman Helms. And the Tigers have their first lead of the night at 14-13. It's underway second quarter. Colby, no looks at Thompson on the baseline. Thompson lost the handle on it. And it will be fair ball. Fair ball. Touched last by Hepco. Lee will trigger the inbound for the Bears. Slaps the ball, looks over his options.
Got to get it in.
Fires it deep, and Colby's got to race back to get it in the backcourt. Nolan Henry comes back to guard him. Now trap him. Get it over to Brady James on the sideline. Back up top to Colby at the logo. Right side for Lee. Lee to Brady James. Brady outside. McGinnis back to Brady James. Right side. Colby open three. Got it. Bears are going to need Colby to hit open looks, and he's done so to this point. 16-14, Bears back in front. Truman Helms working on Colby. Backs him down. Free throw line jumper rattles home. Truman Helms. Successful scoring for the Tigers. And we're tied. 6-40 to go first half. Colby inside. Off balance. Reverse layup is good. With his back to the basket, it goes down. And it's 18-16 Willow. Johnson into the corner. Helms feeling it. Wants a three, and he buries it. Truman Helms is on fire.
This is what they do. This is what they do.
Wyatt Henry's on the bench. And there's a foul at midcourt by Johnson. 19-18. Tigers lead. Bears ball. They'll inbound at midcourt. And back comes Wyatt Henry replacing Nolan Henry. So now you've got Helms and Henry in there together.
And the Hicko kid is a big kid.
He is
too.
Physical presence for the Tigers. Bears at the logo with Caden Lee. 6 minutes to go in the half. Caden one arms it to Brady James. Brady puts it on the floor, splits the defense, fires it back to Colby. Colby goes left side. One arms it over to Thompson. Thompson pull up jumper right side, buried it. Nice shot by Brody Thompson. And the Bears back in front, 20-19. 5:45 to go to the second quarter. Johnson across midcourt for the Tigers. Left side for Henry. Wyatt Henry going to pull up for three. Got it.
Again.
Wyatt Henry, he's got the wingspan to shoot over anybody. Buries that one, and Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 22-20 Seymour. Take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:34 left to go in the half. Bears down by 2, 22-20, but Bears have the ball.
Colby across midcourt. Crosses it over. Slings it over left side for Lee. Caden to the right side for Colby. One on to Brady over left wing for Thompson. Bears staying on the perimeter. Seymour with that 3-2 zone, and Colby loses it out of bounds. Just went through his hands. Unforced turnover by the Bears in zone defense. Giving the Bears problems here midway through the second quarter, as we've seen before. Obviously, Coach Hastings knows the scouting report. Tigers into the front court. Helm with the free throw line. Tips it out right side for Zimmerman. Zimmerman stood up. Johnson wants a three up top. Rattles it home. Johnson for three. Tigers have their biggest lead of the night, 25-20. Bears get an answer here with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Lee at the logo. Caden dribbles with his right. Back pedals towards midcourt. Gives it up to Brady James. Inside to Thompson. Thompson on the block. Fadeaway jumper goes in. And Brody Thompson with a couple of big buckets here in the second quarter. 3-point deficit. Tigers have been hot on offense lately.
They have.
Johnson brings it across midcourt.
Made their last four shots. Two of them were threes.
Henry takes off. Little give and go in the paint. Held by Brady James. And it was on the floor. But a foul on Brady. And the Tigers will take it out of bounds. First team foul of the quarter on the Bears.
Second personal on Brady James.
He's been doing a good job defensively on Henry. He is way outside. Henry gets the inbound pass, goes straight up with it, missed it, got his own rebound, goes up again on the baseline, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Seymour. It'll be fair ball, went off of Henry, but, man, Friga and Brady James down there fighting with the big guy.
And he missed two close-up shots. I mean, they were right underneath the basket.
There's Donja Bullitt. We'll see if they can take advantage of it. Trailing by three halfway through the second quarter. Colby makes a nice move to the top of the key. Brady James left side for three. It is no good. It hit the top of the backboard. It'll be Tiger ball. Tigers with the ball. They'll slow things down a little bit. Walk it across midcourt with Braylon Johnson. Johnson tries to take a screen to the right side. He'll leave it up top for Hepko. Hepko back to Johnson. Johnson attacks. Left block off the glass. Won't go. Henry with the rebound. Counted and one. And Wyatt Henry with a chance for a three-point play. And those were the shots that he was missing the last possession. He got that one to go. Plus, draws the foul. And that'll be on Brady James. That's his third.
He's going to have to go out.
And that's a tough blow for the Bears. He's done a good job defensively here in the first half on Henry. Free throw is good. And it's a 6-point lead for Seymour. Now their biggest lead of the night. Bears need an answer. Colby, big jump stop. Layup is blocked from behind by Hepko. Out of bounds, and the Bears will take it on the baseline. Briga had come out for Brady James, and I don't think that's what Coach Forrest wanted. Now Brady's out. Briga's back in. Bears will inbound underneath the basket. Caden Lee in the corner. Brody Thompson for three. Missed it off the side of the backboard. Rebound for Hepko. Tigers want to push it. Get it down the floor. Back out to Johnson. Johnson, nice pass over to Zimmerman in the corner. Leaves it for Hepko. Hepko with a big head fake to the basket. Layup is good. This is where the Tigers are starting to pull away a little bit. 8-point lead now for Seymour. 3 minutes to go in the half. Colby to Caden Lee on the left wing. Bears want to stop the bleeding. Colby contested three. It is no good. Rebound Friga. Put it up and in. Good job by the junior. Bears get a much-needed basket and make it a 6-point game. Looking for a stop. They tip the pass out of bounds. Colby tips it into the chair back. And the Tigers will take it out of bounds in front of the Willow bench with 2:37 to go in the half. Henry will inbound. Lob it into the backcourt for Johnson. And he'll set things up for the Tigers. Zimmerman on the right wing. Wyatt Henry at the logo. Over to Johnson on the left side. Helms, free throw line jumper. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Hepco out to Johnson for three. It's offline. Rebound comes out long to Thompson. Bears get a stop. Now looking for a basket. Colby, pull up three from the volleyball line. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Hepco. Ahead to Johnson. Johnson one-on-one with Colby. Shot no good. Partially blocked by James. Lee comes away with it. Ahead to Colby. Colby down the floor. McGinnis. The Frigga layup is good. Great ball movement. And the Bears are back to within four. Johnson across midcourt with 2 minutes to go in the half. Helms in the corner. Up top to Johnson at the logo. Johnson motions guys around. Here's Henry to Helms at the free throw line. Helms shot up and in. Got the shooter's roll from the free throw line. Johnson nearly with the steal. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be fair ball down by six with a minute 37 to go in the second quarter. Big 90 seconds here for the Bears to try to stay close in this game. You don't want to give Seymour the momentum at halftime. Colby across midcourt. Dribbling at the logo on a 3-2 zone. He'll just wait for a minute. Let everybody catch their breath. Coach Forrest says easy. In the corner, McGinnis. Back out to Colby with 1:10 to go in the half. In the corner, Thompson tried to leave it for Lee. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears. 1 minute to go in the half. And now the Tigers can turn a six-point lead into 8 or 9 here. We'll see if they want to play for the last shot. Still a minute. I would be surprised if they do. Hepco in the corner. Open three by Helms. Missed it. Rebound Thompson underneath. Thompson to Colby will slow it down. And a foul on the Tigers. Away from the ball. A push off on Wyatt Henry. So that's a big foul for Henry, really, away from the ball. And Coach Hastings quickly going to get him out of there.
He's only got two personals.
Nolan Henry will come in and for the six-point lead, not going to take any chances on him picking up a third foul in the last 45 seconds. The Bears have 40 seconds down by six until halftime. Would love to take the last shot of the half, and then at worst, you're down by six. Lee at the logo. He's trapped in trouble. Gets it to McGinnis on the sideline. McGinnis to Thompson on the left wing. Back up to Colby with 20. Seymour not going to let the Bears just wind clock out here. And Lee is in all kinds of trouble. Trapped at midcourt. Coach Forrest takes time out with 15 seconds left to go. And the half will take a quick 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
seconds on the clock before halftime. Bears trailing by six. Bears have the ball. Trying to get the last shot of the first half and go in with a four-point deficit or three.
Caden Lee will inbound. Lob it into the backcourt for Colby. The clock starts. And Colby will wait before he gets across midcourt. Wise strategy with 10. Colby takes off. McGinnis wide open underneath. Layup is good with 5. Tigers and Caden Lee takes away the inbound. Layup is good. And that's the end of the half. A 4-point swing for the Bears in the last 15 seconds, really, the last 5 seconds, as McGinnis makes the layup. Lee steals the inbound and gets another layup. And a 4-point swing, 5 seconds, turn a six-point deficit into a two-point deficit at halftime.
That's the best you could hope for.
Absolutely. Willow will run with a pep in their step into the locker room, down by two to the Seymour Tigers, 32-30. We'll come back with your halftime stats in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Harry knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Halftime here at Mumford Gym on the campus of Willow Springs School, and the Bears trailing the Seymour Tigers 32-30. A real flurry of an ending to the first half as the Bears down by six with 5 seconds to play. Wound up getting 5 points out of that. 4 points out of that to pull within 2 points of the Tigers here at halftime. Scoring in the first half for the Bears, Colby James led the way with 14 in the first half. 2 points for Lee, 2 points for McGinnis, 2 for Brady James, and 4 for Frigga, 6 for Thompson as the Bears big guy scoring the 14 points, but others contributing in the game to make this a really hard-fought game and kind of a different look from what it was last year at this time.
Come on. Yeah, but I liked what the Bears did there on that last play, well executed by the Bears, and we didn't really get a chance to talk about that. But Colby had the ball, and he ran from the left side of the arc all the way to the right side, and everybody came with him.
Okay.
And he had the vision to see McGinnis wide open right under the basket for the easy layup, and then tip of the cap to Caden Lee to stay back and get that steal on the inbound for another easy basket. Yeah. So that's a huge point in the game.
You bet. On the other side of the ledger for the Seymour Tigers, they were led in scoring by their big two, Truman Helms and Wyatt Henry. Helms, Truman had 12, and Wyatt Henry had 11 for the Tigers, and they scored a lot of those points in that second quarter. Johnson had 3 points for Pepco, and that was the scoring for the Seymour Tigers. They scored 12 in the first quarter and wound up scoring 20 in the second quarter. So big second quarter for the Seymour Tigers, but the Bears hanging in there as they wound up scoring 17 in that quarter. So Bears hanging around. And as far as the stats go, as far as rebounds, the Bears are out-rebounding Seymour 13-8.
Wow.
Which is
that's
a real
sad night, I think.
Surprise. Yeah. They outscored them in the first quarter 9-4. So turnovers about equal, 3 turnovers for the Bears, 2, I guess 3 now for the Seymour Tigers. I didn't get that last turnover there at the end of the half. So turnovers are even at 3 apiece, and the score is close at 32-30 at the break.
But if you're scouting the Bears, the two things we've really kind of harped on here in these first 6 games is, number one, rebounding, and the Bears doing a nice job of that in the first half, out-rebounding the Tigers. The other thing is closing games, playing second half. You can't close this game because you're down by 2 still, but would love to see a strong second half here by the Bears and continue to keep this a tight game. The Seymour Tiger team is, if I was building a high school basketball team, they would look a lot like the Seymour Tigers. They have everything you want. They've got the height, they've got the shooters, they've got the ball handlers. I mean, it's just a really well-balanced team. I don't see too many weaknesses with this team.
Big, strong, and athletic, and they're outside. Their guys are ball handlers. You might question that a little bit, but they only had 3 turnovers in the first half. So, yeah, they're a really, really good ball club and probably one of the top teams in South Central, if not all of South Missouri.
JV Bears lost tonight. Seymour with a 45-30 victory in the JV game before the varsity tonight. And the girls, the Lady Bears, saw Coach Cox a minute ago and congratulated him on a 6-0 start, undefeated. Lady Bears with a win over Kosh tonight in the first round of the Battle of the Border. They will play Maynard, Arkansas, 7 o'clock Thursday night in the semifinals. That's at Mammoth Springs, the Battle of the Border, where the Lady Bears are the number one seed. Lady Bears also the number one seed in the Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament coming up after Christmas. They actually have a bye in that first round of the tournament. It's not a full bracket. So the Lady Bears are already in the quarterfinals of the Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament. Bears will play Friday against Alton, and then it's off to the Blue and Gold for our annual post-Christmas basketball fun. And
when did the girls play? Did they play Alton as well this week? Used to. That was that we played.
I don't guess so, because they're in the Mammoth tournament.
That's right.
I don't know. I'll check on that.
No, you're right. They used to, but with that tournament they picked up, that has changed that. Okay.
Bears will play in the Blue and Gold the day after Christmas against 5th-seeded Branson, 12:30, day after Christmas, and that will be in the Great Southern Bank Arena. We're now ready for the third quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second time away. Again, Bears leading or trailing 32-30 at the half. You're listening to basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, Bears trailing by 2 as we start the third quarter. Bears finished with 4 points in the last 5 seconds of the second quarter. They'll pull up for a jumper on the left side. Quick move, James Dean. Swishes it home, and we're tied at 32 apiece, just underway third quarter. All starters back out there. Dean, who had to sit with a couple of fouls, back out there to help guard the big guys for the Tigers. Johnson, open three left side, buries it. Johnson, for sneaky three tonight to really help Seymour.
He's their guard. He plays outside.
Tigers lead by three. Colby on the other end. Spins it to Thompson, back up to Lee. Lee, top of the key, left side. Brody Thompson puts it on the floor. Needs some help. Fires it into the Bear bench. Tipped, though, by Nolan Henry. And it'll stay Bear ball. Willow will inbound right in front of their bench. Thompson to trigger. Sends it back into the backcourt for Colby. Bears will reset. 3-2 zone. Seymour has sat in that for most of the night. Thompson back to Colby. Colby at the logo. Test the waters a little bit. Now he'll back out. Give it to Lee. Bears being patient here. Trailing by three. 6:35 left to go. Third quarter. Or rather, Caden Lee at the logo. McGinnis to the right side. Gives it up to Colby. Backpedals to the logo. Colby trying to make something happen there, and he'll tip it back to Thompson. Thompson lost it. It's on the floor, and Seymour comes away with it. Two on two, and a shot up and good from the right block by Nolan Henry. And it's a five-point lead by the Tigers. Seymour on a 5-0 run here early in the third quarter. Patient on defense, Seymour was, and created a steal. Lee dribbles in, kicks it to Thompson at midcourt. And I said all starters out there, but that wasn't accurate. Brady James with those three fouls still on the bench. And McGinnis starting in his place. Pass tipped into the corner for Lee. Lee draws the trap, bounces it to Dean. Shot up, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Seymour. Tigers up by five, looking for more. Wyatt Henry spins on the block, lost the handle on it, and Lee takes it away. Caden with a head fake, has the ball tipped away. Dean gets it to the basket, missed it short. Seymour with the rebound, Ed. Henry going for the dunk, settles for the layup, but missed it. But he is fouled, and Wyatt Henry will go to the line shooting two, and it seems like the Bears are just out of sync here to start the third quarter.
Kind of letting Seymour have the momentum. Second foul on Lee.
Tigers getting rebounds. They're up by five. 5:22 to go third quarter. Henry with a couple of free throws here. First one is good. Coach Forrest goes ahead and sends Brady James back into the game. It's been a long absence for Brady. McGinnis comes out. So now your original starting five on the floor for the Bears. Henry shot up and good. Makes it a seven-point lead for the Tigers. They've led by as many as eight. Willow led by six in the first quarter. Brady James in the corner. Looking inside, he'll dribble out and fire it over to Thompson. Thompson, nice feed to Dean, who has it rejected out of bounds by Wyatt Henry. Henry has got an incredible wingspan, and you can't let him get close.
Second block shot of the night for the Tigers.
Bears will keep possession. They'll inbound on the baseline. Into the corner for Brady James. Brady picks up his dribble. One arms it up to Dean, who will hand it back to Brady James. Brady up top. Spins it into the corner. Back out to Lee. Lee attacks. Bounces it into the corner for Brady James. Back to Colby. Colby, pull-up jumper for the long two, is partially blocked. Dean has it go off of Seymour. And it's Willow Ball, heads-up play by James Dean to throw it off of Helm as he was going out of bounds. Bears keep possession. Need some points out of this possession.
Had it for a while, but no points to show for it.
Caden Lee off of Helm. Layup is good. Counted at one.
Caden Lee with one of the best plays we've seen this year.
Give Lee a theatrical performance on that one.
Henry had his back to Lee at the baseline.
He just popped it off his
back, and the layup was good and drew the foul. Just a heads-up play
and the
by
third,
the sophomore.
Third,
free throw is good. It's a three-point play.
Third foul on Wyatt Henry.
Oh, huge play. Caden Lee has been involved in some big plays tonight for the Bears. It's a four-point game. Seymour working around the arc. Get it up top to Henry. Fires underneath. Johnson wide open, waits for contact, lays it up and in. No foul, but an easy layup for Johnson. 41-35, Tigers.
Trapped.
Colby trapped, gets a timeout before a turnover. Coach Forrest with the timeout. Halfway through quarter number three, Seymour leading Willow 41-35. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:17 left to go in the third quarter. Seymour has extended their lead a bit from halftime. They're up 41-35, but the Bears have the ball. And they're hanging in there, playing some pretty good ball here in the third quarter. I've criticized the Bears in the past, and I apologize for that, for their second half. But not tonight. Certainly haven't. They've hustled tonight. Full speed.
Bears hanging in there.
Against the best team they've played all year.
The zone defense that the Tigers, with their wingspan,
yeah,
so they could throw out there, that just makes it incredibly hard for an offense to get going.
Yeah.
Especially when you're undersized at every position. Colby James will take the inbound, brings it across midcourt, working on the zone. He'll flip it back to Brady. Brady draws the defense. He'll hand it to Lee. Caden to Thompson. Thompson sends it back right side. Brady James off balance. Jumper, nothing but net. Brady with the bucket. And it's a four-point game. 3:50 left to go third quarter here at Mumford Gym. Johnson will hand it off to Nolan Henry. Helms, left side to Wyatt Henry. Wyatt will lob it back to Helms. Johnson up top for three, missed it, and it's an air ball out of bounds. It'll be fair ball, and Coach Forrest was barking. Johnson was left wide open up top. He just couldn't connect. I think Coach Forrest may lose his voice tonight. He's amped up, and his team is too. Bears in the backcourt. Lee straddles midcourt, picks up the dribble to Dean, to Colby, open three, rims out. Rebound, Nolan Henry. Nolan has it tipped away, stolen by Brady James. Ahead to Thompson, back to Dean, gives it to Lee. Lee with a head fake. Bears will slow it down, trailing by four, 3:10 to go third quarter. Caden Lee to the left side. He'll hand it off to Brady James. Brady goes right wing, gives it to Colby. Colby up top to Lee at the logo. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Lee, right side. Got guys in maroon jerseys trailing him. They'll swing it around left wing for Brody Thompson. Up top, Brady James, three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Wyatt Henry. Henry will take it down himself. He's looking to go to the basket. Spins, lost it, gets it to Nolan Henry. Shot up, no good. Dean with the rebound. Ahead to Colby. Colby behind his back, gets left side, big jump stop in the paint, off balance runner, won't go, falls down, no whistle, and Henry comes away with the rebound. Henry throws it into traffic, it's loose, Nolan Henry picks it up, Thompson tips it away, gets it to Nolan Henry, out to Wyatt Henry on the left wing. Wyatt, pull-up jumper is fouled, no good, James Dean commits the foul as he slaps Henry, and Wyatt will go to the line shooting a couple of free throws. Lots of chaos there, but no scoring yet.
Lots of good hands moved by the Bears, and that sequence on defense wound up sending a guy to the free throw line, but before that, it was good hands.
Henry will shoot a couple. Dean picks up his third personal. Free throw is no good. McGinnis checks in for Dean. James Dean, Brady James, both with three personal fouls. Just the second team foul on the Bears.
Only one for Seymour this quarter.
There were about 10 fouls that could have been called on either team on that last exchange of possessions, but the officials really didn't blow anything until that last one by Dean. 2:13 to go third quarter.
Second free throw was good, by the way.
5-point lead for Seymour. Bears with the ball. Looking to make it a one-possession game. Caden Lee trapped at midcourt to McGinnis. McGinnis to Colby on the right side. Colby to Brady in the corner. Brady on the sideline. He'll backpedal towards midcourt. Brady into the corner for Thompson. Thompson leaves it for James underneath. Brady James dribbles out of traffic. Now goes right back into it. And the paint little floater won't go. Rebound. Seymour. Tigers push it ahead to Johnson. Johnson with the layup. Missed it short. Rebound. And Lee had it. And a foul called on Helms. Great job by Lee to somehow get the rebound on the bigger Helms. And Truman Helms is going to be called for his second personal foul. Coach Hastings has Tanner Griffith take off his warm-up and get into the game.
First time he's been in.
Low-scoring third quarter.
Yeah, it is.
Seymour has outscored the Bears 10-7 and lead by 5, 90 seconds left to go in the frame. Colby into the front court. Lee at the logo. Lee takes off, gives it to Colby. Colby dribbles all the way from right to left. Crosses it over, gets left side, draws the defense, flings it back to the logo for Thompson. Thompson gives it to Lee. Back to Colby. Zimmerman has been tasked with Colby James. He's the first guy. Moore will pick him up as soon as Colby moves with the ball. Thompson in the corner with a minute to play in the third. Back to Lee. Lee has it go off of his shin, gets it back to Thompson. Back to Lee at midcourt with 54 seconds. And can the Bears run all this clock? 50 seconds. Lee. Brady James thought about the open three, did not take it. Lee at the logo. Gives it to Colby with 40. Colby, pull up, long three, contested, no good. Rebound underneath by the Tigers. Pepco with the rebound, 30 seconds. Coach Hastings says one, with the Tigers leading by 5. Bears stay in man defense with 22. Griffith to the logo for Johnson with 15. Lee comes out to guard him. Tigers want the last shot of the third. Johnson with 10. Working on Lee. Bounces it to Henry. Henry fouled. Just the third team foul on the Bears, and it's on the floor. So Seymour will take it out of bounds. That's on Lee.
Third foul on Lee.
Caden Adams comes in for Brady James. 4.6 left to go third quarter. Seymour. Wyatt Henry not in the game. That would be an easy lob on the inbound, you would think. Johnson goes to Helm. Turnaround jumper is blocked by Colby James. And that's the end of the third quarter. Bears hanging in. Seymour leads Willow 42-37 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
They're man-to-man. We were doing it the first quarter by driving. But, hey, 5 or 8 minutes. About ready to get underway here at Mumford Gym with the Bears trailing Seymour 42-37. Low-scoring third quarter. Seymour outscoring the Bears 10-7. Bears just couldn't get much out of anything. They got a couple of, three field goals. And that's it. Three field goals and an extra and a free throw in that third quarter. So good job by the zone defense of Seymour.
Yeah, you feel pretty good holding Seymour to 10 points, but Seymour only gave the Bears 7. 42-37 as we head to the fourth quarter. Seymour will have the ball as we start the final 8 minutes. Wyatt Henry will hand it off to Zimmerman, to Helms, to Johnson. Tigers working around the arc. Henry in front of the Seymour bench. Hepco looking underneath, fires it all the way out of bounds. That was about a foot too high for Henry, and Henry's a tall dude. Turnover on the Tigers will give it back to the Bears, and again, Willow with a chance to make it a one-possession game here early in the fourth quarter. Colby will walk it across midcourt. No hurry. He knows what's coming. It's the 3-2 zone. Colby, one-on-one with Hepko. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Hepko. Ahead to Johnson. Johnson to the rack. Layup is good. 9-point lead, or rather a 7-point lead for Seymour. Colby splits the defense. Goes up. Floater is good as he hits the deck. No whistles, but gets the basket. Back to a 5-point game. 44-39. Seymour, 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Johnson in the front court. Lee comes to pick him up. Helms on the right side, looking to Henry. Picks up his dribble. Now finds him at the logo. Henry. Shades to the right side. Motions Hepko out. Wanted to go one-on-one with Brady. Now McGinnis picks him up. Spins in the paint. And a push-off on the Tigers. And we're going the other way. 25, Hepko with the push away from the ball. First team foul on the Tigers and first personal on Hepko. Yep.
Hey, Pirates.
Bears with the ball, trailing by 5. 6:40 to go in the ball game. Colby at the logo. Left side for Thompson. Looking underneath. Finds Lee. Can't get a shot off. Has to go back to James. Colby, right side. Back to Lee. Lee holds it above his head. Now he'll flip it back to Colby. Colby, pull up three. Got it. Off balance three from the sideline. And the Bears trail by 2. Big shot from the senior. Tigers looking to answer. Johnson up top. He'll bounce it to Helms. Helms looks underneath. Chase to the left side. He'll bounce it to Henry at the logo. Henry picks up his dribble. Fires to Johnson. Johnson to Helms in front of Colby James. Helms picks up his dribble on the baseline. He'll give it back to Henry. Henry working on Brady James. Left it short. Hepko with the rebound. Falling down. Gets it to Helms. Helms can't get a shot off to Zimmerman. Up top, Johnson wide open. 3, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out to Lee. Lee with a 2-on-2. Gives it to Colby for 3 in the lead. Got it! Colby back-to-back threes, and the Bears lead it 45-44. Timeout Seymour, 5.5 minutes to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears have outscored the Seymour Tigers 8-2 here in the fourth quarter. Colby James with a couple of big trays here in the last couple of minutes and put the Bears up by a single point, 45-44. Seymour will have the ball. 5:27 left of the game as we get back to action.
You can see Colby making some shots in the fourth quarter in some recent games. He feels like he's kind of drained by the fourth quarter, but still got some energy and still got a touch, obviously, here in the fourth. A couple of big three-pointers.
Good ball movement by the Bears, too. Those two sequences to get him open.
Tigers with the ball looking to regain the lead. Helms will take a three up top, rims out, and McGinnis has the rebound. Bears will slow it down to Colby. With 5 minutes left to play, Colby anticipating the trap, gets it away to Brady James. Brady trap on the baseline, in trouble, stood up. It's taken away by Henry, sends it out to Helms. Helms, top of the key, fires to Hepko. Hepko on the baseline, lost the handle on it, out of bounds, off Seymour, and it's fair ball. Hepko doesn't like the call, and the Bears will take it the other way, looking to extend a one-point lead, under 5 to play. Now Seymour creeping up on their defense.
Yeah, they're going to try to trap the Bears.
Half-court trap will be on. Lee and Colby will bring it across midcourt. Lee splits the defense, floater inside, nothing but net. Caden Lee, who's had a huge game for the Bears. Big bucket there to put Willow up by three. Johnson to Henry on the right side. Wyatt Henry into the corner for Helms. Helms being guarded by Colby. Now Brady picks him up. Helms, midcourt to Johnson. Johnson at the logo will hand it off to Nolan Helms. Nolan hands it to Johnson. Work it left side for Henry. Wyatt Henry takes off, goes baseline. Layup is no good. There's a foul on the floor on the Bears. Not a bad foul as Henry had an easy lay-in on the baseline.
Colby's foul probably.
That's his first.
Yeah.
Wow. Colby's got plenty to give. First team foul on the Bears. Inbound pass for the Tigers comes out to Wyatt Henry on the sideline. He'll pull up for three, missed it. Rebound tipped to Hepco. Left it for Johnson. Johnson in the paint. Runner won't go. Rebound tipped to Colby, and the Bears bring it back the other way. Colby got maroon jerseys in front of him. Gives it to Lee. Back to Colby. Colby gets it across midcourt. Colby lost the dribble. Gets it right back, though. He'll dribble the logo reset for the Bears. Colby. Thompson in the corner, bounces to Brady James. 3.5 minutes to play. Brady being harassed and fouled by Hepco at the midcourt line. Brady was going to be backcourt, but he was bumped by Hepco. Second personal on Hepco, second team foul on the Tigers. And Lee will take it out of bounds at midcourt. Lee into the backcourt for Colby. That halfcourt trap is, man, it's good. Bears are really having to work to get out of it. Lob it ahead on the sideline. Lee in traffic. Trapped, in trouble, gets it away. McGinnis gets it to the baseline. Bears try to get a shot off. They'll flip it back to Lee. Lee left side. Jumper is good. Caden Lee has been clutched for the Bears tonight, and Willow leads by five with 3 minutes left to play. Johnson spins. Tips the pass by Colby James. Brady back to Colby. Colby with a jump stop, can't get a shot off. He's held, and a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Bears. Colby trying to do a little too. He tried to stop and wait for some contact from Henry. It just never came, and we end up with a jump ball. Bears will keep possession with 2:54 to play in the ball game and a 5-point lead for the Bears.
Good defense by the Bears here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They forced three turnovers against Seymour, and Seymour's trap. They've been able to maneuver that without turning the ball over except for one time.
Caden Lee will inbound on the baseline into the corner for McGinnis. McGinnis to Brady James, open jumper, good! Brady with the basket, and the Bears lead by seven with 2:45 to play. Willow's largest lead of the night. Johnson at the logo. Hepco back up top. They'll swing it around the horn. Get it down low. Hepco shot up. Nobody fouled. And Hepco will go to the line shooting free throws. And the Bears actually can breathe a bit of a sigh of relief there as that ball looked like it was going in. And a possible 3-point play. Instead, Hepco will have to try to earn a couple of free throws here.
McGinnis gets the foul for the Bears on his second.
Hepco's free throw is good. Makes it a 6-point, 2-possession game. 2.5 minutes on the clock. Still lots of time. Hepco's second free throw is short. Rebound tipped out long to Caden Lee. Lee back to Colby. Bears leading by six. Colby breaks the press. Colby gets. And a foul called on Helms. Colby and Helms ran into each other. Kind of a 50-50 call. They call it on Helms. Not a lot of argument from Coach Hastings. And the Bears will take it out of bounds at midcourt. Everybody will catch their breath as they wipe a little sweat.
Third team foul on Seymour. And the third personal foul on Truman Helms, one of their high scorers.
2:26 to play. Willow with a 51-45 lead at home on the Seymour Tigers. Caden Lee will inbound right beside us at center court. There's the whistle. Lee to Colby at midcourt. Colby, heavily guarded, gets it away to Lee. Lee trapped on the sideline. Timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 2:20 to play. Bears take a timeout. Bears with a 6-point lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2:20 left in the ball game here at Mumford Gym. Home crowd enjoying this part of the game anyway, as the Bears have a 51-45 lead with 2:20 left to go in the ball game. Lots of time, though, Marty.
Oh, lots of time. Yeah.
Very, very
eternity. Yeah. This has been a great ball game. Bears have really showed up tonight. They have risen to the occasion. This is a tremendous Seymour Tiger team.
Kind of a David and Goliath.
Yeah, Bears have had their motor running at a high level all night. We'll see if they can do it for 2.5 more minutes here. Caden Lee will inbound. Bears leading by 6, trying to make it a 3-possession game. They'll get it at the backcourt for Lee James. Colby. Lee. Trap. Bounces out of it. Gets it to Thompson. Nice pass to Brady. James pass tip, though, as he tried to get it to McGinnis. Johnson takes it away. Ahead to Henry. Henry spins at the basket, lays it up and in. Great move by Wyatt Henry. It's a 4-point game, under 2 minutes to play. Full court press by the Tigers, and the Bears throw it away. Turnover on the Bears as the Tigers switch quickly to a full court press, and the Bears weren't ready for it.
Yep.
Basket by Henry. Now they get the ball. Down by 4. 1:53 play. Bears need a stop. Still a long way to go in this one. Tigers bring it across the timeline. Helm hands it off to Johnson. Johnson at the logo finds his teammate who lays it up and in. Noah Henry with the basket. It's a 2-point game. Colby is trapped in the backcourt. Bears are going to have to call a timeout. We talked about breaking the press from the Seymour Tigers.
They hadn't seen the press all night till now, and that's tough.
For a run for Seymour with a minute 36 to play, Bears leading 51-49 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, Bears had a 6-point lead about 30 seconds ago. Now it's down to 2 points, so minute 36 still left in the game. Coach Hastings, it's a smart move by Hastings. It never showed the press until under 2 minutes, and then he brought out the press and I think he's going to maybe call it off now, but anyway.
Bears weren't ready for it.
No, they weren't.
Turnover and then burning a timeout there and looking for the timeout spot on the scoreboard, but try to figure out how many timeouts the Bears have left. 90 seconds to play. Willow will try to break the press as Tigers waiting in that half-court trap. Bears get it ahead to Colby. Back to Lee at midcourt. Lee splits the defense into the corner for Thompson. Back to Colby. Colby at the logo. Draws the defense. Over to Brady with a minute 15 to go. Brady
is fouled.
Obviously fouled. No whistle. Pass goes out of bounds. Tipped by Helms. Bears will keep it in inbound on the sideline. 3 team fouls on Seymour. 2 on the Bears. So both teams have fouls to give. Lee will inbound to Colby. Immediately trapped. Back to Lee. Knocked out of bounds by Seymour. Contact as Lee hit the deck, but again, no whistle. Almost looks like Seymour trying to intentionally foul a little bit here, but not getting the whistle. Lee has to go into the backcourt to Colby one-on-one with Ryan Andrews. Committing fouls down the floor, but no whistles. Again, Lee to Thompson. Brady James. Brady pivots at the free throw line, spins out of traffic. 52 seconds to go. There's a foul on Wyatt Henry. That's the fourth on the Tigers. Bears will take it out of bounds with 52 seconds left to play. Ball control is of the utmost importance. You want to hang on to the ball. That's the fourth personal on Wyatt Henry. That's a big one. Lee will inbound. Into the backcourt for Colby. Now Hepko comes out on Colby. They move Henry with four fouls. Lee splits the defense. Back to Colby. To Lee. Lee's got three guys on him. Gets it away to Colby. Four maroon jerseys up front. Somebody's got to be open underneath. Colby gets it on the left wing. Back out to Lee at midcourt with 30. Lee back to Colby. Under 30 seconds. Lee has his pass slapped out of bounds with 25 seconds left, and
there's
the
a run
Bears with ball control are running off up by two. 25 seconds to play. Lee will inbound. The next foul by Seymour will send Will to the line, but they get the steal on the inbound. It's off of Helms, rather, and it will stay with the Bears. Bears dodge a bullet there as Helms just about had a steal. Seymour is coming with everything they've got here in the last 23 seconds. Lee inbounds to Colby, who cradles the ball wisely. And Nolan Henry has to commit the foul. And now Willow will go to the line and send their senior leading scorer there with two shots and a chance to make it a two-possession game.
Third foul on Nolan Henry will put Colby at the line.
22.6. On the clock, Colby's free throw is no good. Rims out. He'll have another. Colby shaking his head, stepped out, frustrated with that first miss. Trying to make it a three-point game here. Second free throw is good. Three-point lead for the Bears. Timeout. Coach Hastings and the Tigers, 23 seconds to play. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
22.6 seconds left to go here at Mumford Gym on a Tuesday night. Bears at home entertaining a Goliath of a team, Seymour Tigers. And it's 22.6 left with the Bears leading by 3 points, but Seymour will have the ball when we resume play. We'll see if the Bears want to kind of maybe force them a little bit down court.
They've got fouls to give here, so why wouldn't? Only two fouls for the Bears. You can foul them twice without shooting a free throw. So two free shots, really, for the Bears here to try to get a steal if they want to pressure. But you also don't want to give it an easy basket on the other end.
Right. And it looks like the Bears are going to drop back and not try to force anything.
Win or lose, best game of the year.
Oh, by far.
For the Bears.
By far.
Tremendous effort tonight by Willow. Seymour will inbound, 22 seconds to play. Johnson will cross midcourt with 18. Johnson hands it off. It's tipped, stolen by Brady James.
Brady to the basket, layup is good. Bears go up by five. Tigers inbound. Helms has it tapped, and they'll call Colby for the foul, and that's okay because the Bears with two to give. Yeah, 7 seconds to play. Willow leads by five. 54-49, Brady James.
Big steal, big steal.
BJ with a steal at midcourt and the layup to put the Bears up by two possessions. And now, as I hear both coaches saying, do not foul. 7 seconds for the Tigers to try to make something happen. Helms in the corner. Shoots a three, in and out. Colby with the rebound with two.
With one, ball game. Bears beat Seymour, 54-49. Willow upsets the Tigers. We'll come back and talk about it
in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back to Mumford Gym with Coach Forrest after the Bears, by far, their best game of the year in a great environment. A lot of emotion, a lot of passion as the Bears knock off the Seymour Tigers tonight. 54-49 was the final, joined by Coach Forrest. And, man, there's so many ways, things I want to talk about in this game. But let's get your overall reaction to start with. I mean, just a great game for your team.
Yeah, we played well. I mean, and you know, you want to look at their scores and look at who they played. And they won the Stratford tournament by 15 points.
Yeah.
You know, and to hold them to 49 points, and I mean, they're scoring 70, 80 points every night. So I got to give all pride. I had our guys guarded the crap out of them.
Yeah.
And we played physical all night.
Rebounded.
We rebounded. And, me and Chris are really good friends. And he told me before the game, of course, you know, normal coach talk, like, I'll be nice. He told me before the game, you know, he's like, man, you're a scary team. You're a scary team. And we can be.
Yeah.
We can be. And, you know, that tonight proves, you know, hey, they just came out today. They're seventh-ranked team in the state and a great ball team. And I look for them to make a deep run.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they kind of had our number, you know. Well, maybe just by 20 last year, and I thought we were better than, you know, and – you know, they beat us a couple years ago in the first game. We got them in districts, but they're a tough team to play, that 3-2 zone stuff. And hey, we managed to take care of the ball, get it in the paint. You know, we had to attack it. They're long. Man, I'm just so proud of my guys. I'm so proud of them for coming. And, you know, we were down 7 or 8.
Yeah, yeah.
And then made a little run, and we didn't turn back. And, you know, the whole time, every time, timeout, they came to the bench, and there was never that look of I've seen before, like, oh crap, you know, we were up six and turned it over two times in a row and they cut it to two.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sitting over here like, oh gosh.
There we go.
But, you know, they were confident. We got the ball we needed to get it, and that's the best win, maybe the best win I've ever had as coach, to be honest with you. I'm pumped.
Great win.
I'm a summit conference man. So Seymour's up in the rival, so
yeah.
I love to get that win.
So many. We could talk about all of the players, honestly. Caden Lee, I thought, had his best game of the year. Two instances. The end of the half, I mean, how close were we to going to the locker room down by six? And instead, we go down by just two.
With
a 4-minute or a 4-point swing in the last 5 seconds.
We were down six there, and we were going to play to isolate Colby. But he did a great job of – they ran three guys at him. And he did a great job of knifing a pass in there, you know. Freshman, sophomore Colby would have still probably jacked it up. They saw an open guy, and then that's just Caden being basketball smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I want to tell you now, that carried momentum into the half big time for us. And, I mean, heck, I'm fired up. That was awesome.
Colby hitting back-to-back threes there was huge. Brady Seal at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we could James Dean had a good game.
He did.
You know, we could go Holt came in and play some big minutes.
You know,
Thompson, the whole team just really contributed.
And, you know, right there, when I'm ready to get that steal, they did a dribble handoff, and we've been switching it all night. And they called timeout, and I just lucky guess. I said, hey, they're going to run that dribble handoff playing back screen over here for the point guard. I said, Brady, I said, don't switch it. I said, I want you to ride him all the way over because we're about to give. I said, I want you to ride him all the way over top of it. They're going to think you're going to switch, and we may get one here, and then he dribbled it right into his hand. So that was awesome.
Great win tonight. I'll let you go celebrate with the team.
Yeah, heck yeah.
All right. Thanks,
so thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Right,
Coach Forrest picking up a huge win tonight for the Bears. 54-49 was the final, and Larry has your final post-game stats.
The victorious Willow Springs Bears. I've been a betting man coming into this game. I would have given Seymour about 10 points, probably.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They're a matchup nightmare for us.
Oh, they are. They are. But the Bears came out and handled it well. Hats off to Coach Forrest and the rest of the Bears. All of them played well. Particularly my player of the game would be Caden Lee because he came out. This was his coming out game. His Harlem Globetrotter play, you didn't mention that.
I didn't mention that, and I should have.
Inbounding play. He inbounded off of the rear end of a Seymour player who turned, and he just bounced it off of him under the basket and then went up for the layup. That was the play of the night as far as I was concerned. It was a trick play. Anyway, it was great. Bears had a great game. Colby James had 23 points and to lead the Bears in scoring. But if you look at the rest of the Bears, much more contributions from the team.
Yeah.
Lee had 9. Brady James had 8. Brigga had 4. Let's see, where's Thompson? Thompson had 6, 2 for McGinnis, and 2 for Dean. But you see a lot more contribution there, and that's important for the Bears going forward. For the Seymour Tigers, they were led in scoring by their junior, Wyatt Henry. Boy, he's a handful. 28 points for the night to lead all scorers. Truman Helms, a big scorer, too, but, you know, the Bears shut him out in the second half. He scored 12 in the first half, none in the second half. 12 points for Johnson and 5 points for Hepko and 4 points for Nolan Henry for the Seymour Tigers. As far as turnovers and rebounds, it was just basically a toss-up. The Bears did out-rebound Seymour by 1, 19-18. And turnovers were even at 8 apiece, but the big stat on turnovers was Seymour's 4 turnovers in the final quarter, and the Bears held them to 7 points in that final stanza. I wouldn't have bet on that either because, that's a good offensive ball club. Not a good offensive ball club, but a very good offensive ball club, and the Bears held them to 7 points in the final stanza to win the ball game.
Bears pick up a signature win at Mumford Gym tonight with a 54-49 victory over the Seymour Tigers. Bears go to 5-2 on the season. We'll be back with you on Friday night as the Bears host the Alton Comets. For Jack, back at the station, always doing a fantastic job for us. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.